Now we're just walking towards the promenade as such here in Lytham now, on the Lytham Green, and we've just gone past some beautiful cobbled stones. It's just full of history, this place, and heritage, isn't it, Simon?
Yes, it's very historical, and even the green has got a bit of history to it. It wasn't originally there, and there was a big storm which washed away some fishermen's cottages. So the lord of the manor, Mr. Clifton, decided that he would build or bring in some men and a load of soil and stone and built the green. So the green is about a mile long, and that was built to stop floods. Just immediately facing us, as we walk along, we can see a tall flagpole, which locally is known as Charlie's Mast. And this was put up in 1840 originally on the back of a farm cart and was used as a navigational aid for ships coming up the river. Right, so we're now walking along on the green and we're facing, or we turn to the right, we can see the Clifton Arms Hotel. And if we look up right at the top, you can see there...
A sword. You know, I've been here and I've never noticed that.
It's the hand and dagger. And the story goes that the two sons were very, very competitive and they were out rowing somewhere. And they were determined that one of them would get to the island first. So one of the brothers chopped off his hand and threw it onto the island so that he could say that he was first there. Whether it's true, we're not certain, but that's the story behind the hand and dagger.
Now, all these little anecdotes, they're all in the film, aren't they, as well? So yes. If people wanted to have a look at the film and also get a leaflet and come and do the walk themselves, where do they go for that information?
Right, well, the simplest place is to come onto the Community Rail Lancashire website. All the films are on there and all the leaflets are there downloadable, but you can get printed copies, normally from the railway station at St Anne's and also from the tourist information place in the town hall at St Anne's.
Let's cross over and go to somewhere a little bit more peaceful now. We're just walking up now to the shore and overlooking it.
Yes, we're here whilst we're at Lytham. We're not actually by the sea. Everybody thinks it's the seaside, but it's still actually the estuary. It is where the River Ribble comes out and joins the Irish Sea. You get to up towards Fairhaven before you actually get to the seaside and get some sort of proper beaches.
You do, and if you wanted to walk up there, it's all part of the walk. And literally, where we're standing now, there's a path, and you just walk down that path and you will eventually get to Fairhaven, what, in about 20 minutes? It depends how fast you walk.
Yeah, it's a good 20 minutes walk and you will get to Fairhaven Lake. I mean, the walk continues round past Fairhaven Lake, so you walk near enough right round it.
And then you literally are then walking towards St Anne's and then the railway station there, that's where you end. And as you said, you can get the train back.
Yes. Once you've got past Fairhaven Lake, you drop down onto the beach, and the first little bit of the beach is a bit sort of stony and there's grass towards the water. But eventually you actually arrive on the full-blown sandy beach and you can walk right along to St Anne's Pier, up onto the pier, and then you can 5-6 minutes walk down to the railway station.
Right.
And if you time it right, you can get a train back to Lytham.
Now, one of the whole purpose of doing these films to show off some of Lancashire's community railway lines is to make sure that people start using them a bit more, isn't it?
Oh yes, definitely. That's what community rail is all about. It's encouraging local people and visitors to use their local railway lines. It's a form of sustainable travel. It means that you can actually do linear walks, so you can actually say start at Lytham, do a decent 2-hour walk and then come back by train. Depending where you come from, and obviously if you start at Preston, which is where this line starts, you're going to come through out into open countryside once you leave the city of Preston, through Kirkham, which is all in open fields, and then very quickly you reach the coast and you're coming along and you see quite a lot of coastal views. You can't just see Blackpool Tower when you get to Blackpool South Station, but you're right on the centre of Blackpool, basically. You know, you're not far from the Pleasure Beach, you're not far from the front and all that sort of stuff down there.
And as you said, it's a different way, isn't it, to come and take a walk, to come and see your surrounds and to take in the history of somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to come and do this walk, you do need to look at the film, because that gives you a great idea of what you're going to be let yourself in for. But go and get a leaflet or download it off the website, because that's where the history is. It's written down for you to understand.
And brilliant history it is too. Thank you very much for telling us a little bit more about the history of Lytham, certainly today.
Brilliant. You're welcome.